missing change. Nutshell. Yeah, that song is catharsis in a nutshell. If I'm ever in the car with you and that song comes on, I will make you shut up for the next 4 minutes. It is that a very powerful song. It is a, I don't know, it's such a deeply heartfelt and heart-wrenching song. And it's, yeah, I still get, every time I hear it, it gets me. Every time. Before that, it was a really cool version of Play With Fire by Cobra Verde from the soundtrack to True Blood, which was the vampire TV show on HBO, which had the vampires had retractable fangs. And then when they came out and went retracting in, they sounded like chiclets. You know, like a little box of chiclets. I can't even make the sound with my mouth. It was hilarious. A lot of fun stuff. Of course, tons of gratuitous sex because it was, you know, Showtime. But a great show nonetheless. It went on for like 5 seasons. Diana Ross before that doing Love Hangover from, and that was pulled from the soundtrack to the movie I just saw the other day called The Clone Tyrone, which is a kind of a sci-fi black exploitation film kind of thing with, you know, the government been up to no good cloning people and making, you know, doing mind games with people on the streets. Of course, they're experimenting in a black neighborhood. Why else would they do it? That's right. Fun shit. That was a good movie. So I recommend that. That's on the high on my sci-fi cult film recommendation list. Before that, we had Little Acorns by White Stripes. Yeah, that was from the album Elephant. Came out in 2003. A little bit of messaging in there about, you know, staying positive and kind of like picking things up one acorn at a time and just dealing with life. So, you know, if you can do that, that's a good thing, you know? And then I had Tom Jones doing Delilah, which is actually another soundtrack film. It came from American Hustle. I just popped in front of my eyes, and I was like, you know what? It goes in the bucket. And, yeah, it got played tonight. So, yeah, a lot of fun that was. All right, this cool little track is called Mirage. It's by John Luponte from his Enigmatic Ocean record. And it's got featuring Alan Holdsworth on guitar. Yeah, a really great album. The only one that Alan was on, Alan was like, everybody got wanted a piece of Alan. He was an amazing guitar player. And all the way up until his death, right? He died, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, I think. He gets a call back tonight. He's going to be on my final track of the evening. So keep your ear open for that. That'll be we're going to do an Alan Holdsworth song to end the evening. Amazing guitar player. And, of course, Charlie Ponte is an amazing violinist, and he played some time with Frank Zappa, and, you know, the list goes on and on. The accolades go for miles. Yes, we like this. This is good. Next set, what are we getting into? We're going to get into Opeth. Yeah, I said that. Right after this is Opeth. How the hell do you figure that out? It'll work. Just trust me. I am the Alchemist. This is Radio Valencia and the Conflict Corner Corpia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour on a Saturday night in the heart of the Mission. Yeah. Door is open. 50 feet to the outhouse. Will they make it and Betty won't? Door is locked. You know, the old books, right? Under the stands by Seymour Butts. Yeah, kids' jokes. Okay, I'm done with those for now. Radio Valencia, I am going to catch you on the other side of this musical interlude.
say after the last time?
Look, I know what I said.
What did you say?
I know I said we shouldn't do this.
No, you didn't say we shouldn't. You said we ain't ever gonna do that again.
Yeah, but
my ass. You said not only are we never gonna play ship's mast again, but you also said if you ever do what you're trying to do now, to not only refuse, but that I had permission to physically restrain your ass if necessary. Now, did you or did you not say that?
What?
No, 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 no. Answer the question, motherfucker. Did you or did you not say that?
Yes, I said that. However,
whatever with your however.
I'm a reaper.
Sunset. Kind of took you around, kind of a gambit there. Before I get into the backlog here, this is called Space Cake by the Heliocentrics. It's from their album, Telemetric Sounds. All right, so you just heard James Gang there, 1969 classic from the year of my birth, a song called Collage. It's a kind of a song about kind of making life togetherness, right? We can't get through alone, right? It's philosophical, wistful, if you will. Track before that, fun song. Some Mutts Can't Be Muzzled. Amel and the Sniffers. Self-titled debut, 2019. Amazing band. They've got three records out now. They are a hot commodity out of Australia. Yes, they are badass. And Lycan, Amel is likened to Iggy Pop, which we heard right before that. Yes, Repo Man, title track, soundtrack, movie, 1984. Great track. Now I'm looking for a joke with a microscope. How about that? Yeah, that sounds like you're not really that funny, dude. Yeah, good stuff there. Track before that, If the Moon, by Dave Kilminster, and it came from the Alchemist compilation. I pulled a few things from this, and I referenced it. It's like, I had to buy it, man. And it said The Alchemist. That's great. That was funny. It reminds me of, like, the sex scene in every action movie. There's, like, always one, right? You know, like, figure, like, see, this is when I was growing up. Like, when I was growing up, my dad and my brother and I, we would huddle up in this little room in the back corner of the house called the TV room, right? We watch movies in there, and a lot of action movies. And they all had this basic same theme. There would always be a little gratuitous TNA at the beginning of the movie, which usually was inconsequential and meant nothing. And it just kind of came and went, and then the action starts, and it's an action movie, right? So you're following action, 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 kill, kill, boom, boom, blow shit up, boom, boom. One really intense sex scene in the middle, in the second third of the movie. Inevitably, without fail, my mother would walk in every time. It seemed to be like it was a long-running joke of the family. Right? So that was fun. Anyway, so that song kind of reminded me of that point of my life. Prior to that, we had a little bit of whatever, however, in there. And that was Zoe Bell from the Quentin Tarantino's Death Proof soundtrack. And then we opened up the set with Opeth, Damnation record. The very, very clean and very somber record. In My Time of Need is the name of that track. An amazing thing. Amazing, 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 amazing. So, hey, I'd like to talk to you about Sunday, if I can get it up on my screen fast enough here. On Radio Valencia, we got a lot of good stuff tomorrow. Because I'm coming to the end of my show here. I got one long set left. And I want to tell you about the guys coming tomorrow, man. So we start off around, let's see when the live show starts off, right at 10 a.m. We got Sufficient Grounds with a good morning cup of coffee. Good way to wake up and start your day. We got 12 to 2, you got Marco Middlesex in the Stranded Playlist. This is like, you know, like your Desert Island Disc, right? Yeah, Desert Island Disc. And, you know, he's got, like, you know, literally a two-hour version of that. And then we got the Malinor and Shea from the Bay doing their banter and having a great time. Cheap Hooch, amazingly following that. And then we have the Balcony and the Final Hour round out the day. So come on tomorrow and check out a lot of cool stuff here. And in the meantime, we're going to have you, I'm going to play some King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard on Radio Valencia. I'm the Alchemist.
Super.
Okay. Radio Valencia. Oh, man, this show's over already. Unbelievable. My time goes by so quickly around here. I have such a good time broadcasting to you all out there, and I hope you enjoy listening to what I'm performing to you. Obviously, I'm not doing the performance. I'm just putting together other people's performances. But, you know, for the sake of arguments, I'm performing for you, right? I'm a DJ mixing shit. Okay, enough of that. All right, well, we had just Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath. The Cardigans doing the Black Sabbath song from their album, Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath. Their album, Cardigan's album, is called Life. It's 1996. Really fun, cool cover of that song. Before that, we had Gelatinous Cube by the OCs, which had a little bit of a Sabbath type of intro into it. I had that song in my head back a while, but I had a guest in here just kind of walk in, so I kind of lost track of it. Anyway, that was from their album Weird Exits, 2016. Blue and Her Strawberry Balloon. Kate Vargas. Yes. Eric McFadden. That is a couple that make up Sergeant Splendor. And that is from the album Death of the Hoochie Coo. Came out 2 years ago, 2023. King Gizzard and the Wizard Lizard was last year's record, their most recent release. And I believe they haven't released. Well, there's an album coming out like imminently here, so we'll probably get into that very soon. That was from Flight B-741, last year's release. And we had, let's see where we started out. That was a set starter. We had the interlude with Heliocentrics and Telemetric Sounds, and the song's called Space Cake. This is called Tokyo Dream here, and it is Alan Holdsworth, and this is the final track of the night. So we're going to say goodnight with all this. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. I really enjoyed having you. I thought it was a lot of fun. Next week I'm doing something. I'm doing a doo-wop special next week. Kind of like my little Mother's Day kind of special. I don't know. It wasn't originally meant to be that way. I just kind of mentioned it to my mom, and she's like, why don't you do that for Mother's Day? And I'm like, all right, sounds good. So there we go. We're doing a doo-wop special next week. A little bit off my normal beaten path, so you're going to hear a lot of cool stuff. 50s and, like, early 60s music. So, and then we'll see what happens after that, because I never really know. I am the Alchemist. This is the Confluence Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. It has been a wonderful message of love to you all out there. I hope you've had a great time. I'll see you next week.